Podcast time!
Yeah, put down your shit.
Put down your shit.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave. I'm Paul Frank.
I'm Dave Barkley.
And this is Sunday Afternoon Baseball. The Yankees are in town.
Yeah. We went and saw the first game of this series.
That was incredible.
It was the best.
Yeah.
They scored 16 runs, which is the most I've ever seen in a game.
I was at the 18-10 routing of Texas last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that better or worse than 16-7 over the Yankees?
That was better because during that game I won that trip to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that? When in the game did you win that?
In the fifth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And that game was also better because the Jays were losing big time in that game. They were getting smoked, and then they came back and did all that. Whereas the game we went to on Thursday, they got ahead 9-0 right away, and then almost let that lead slip away, and then put up 9 more runs. Nope. 7 more runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They reestablished their 9-run lead.
Yeah, they were like, no, we're winning by 9. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, doyoys.
Yeah.
What
does this mean?
War. You know that stat, war?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Escobar has, of all the shortstops, the best war.
He's ready to start a war.
He's ready to kill some guys.
Yeah. How many night watchmen has he stabbed?
Well, during the game on Thursday, I decided to make sound effects whenever the Jays hit the ball.
Yeah, that was great.
And I would make a lot of, like, kablams and pows, but the most effective was a fart noise.
Yeah. Every time Dave made a fart noise, something awesome would happen for the Jays.
Yeah.
So that's a thing now.
So now, fart noises.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, so the bracketology this week on Jay's Bracketology Moments is Carlos Delgado becomes all-time home runs leader for Jays versus Roger Clemens is stupid. Who wins?
What do you think the moment was when Jays fans realized Roger Clemens is stupid? Was it just when he left? Or did a lot of people not like him even when he came?
I didn't like him when he came.
Yeah.
I think I was, like, my grandma always hated Roger Clemens, and I was always like, yeah, fuck that guy. And she was like, fuck that guy.
Like, your grandmother told you to jump off a ridge when you do it?
Probably. We were pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, there's probably candy under this bridge.
It's probably full of mints. Yep. Oh, here he is, Carlos Villanueva.
Brought to us by Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Apparently. That's new.
Yeah, well, you know what? Scouting report's coming up. And it's brought to us by whoever the fuck we want it to be.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
People at home are wondering how Scotch Tape got a sponsorship with us.
Scotch Tape is still a very popular brand of tape.
Yeah.
Don't poo-poo Scotch Tape.
Yeah, Bamboo. That was another sponsor we've had.
Yeah, who doesn't like Bamboo?
I know, but they must be wondering, how did the Bamboo company get in touch with us?
They've got pretty connected roots.
Yeah, they just emailed us at sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com. Yeah. Gardner hasn't stolen a base yet.
He might. He looks...
Why is he holding his arm like that?
He's having a heart attack, obviously.
He's holding his arm in a, like, a away we go sort of, like he's getting psyched to go flying.
Here goes Brett.
That's kinda... Here goes Socky Sideburns.
Yeah.
That's his
arguably
name,
you could say that he's sort of tipping his hand by saying that.
He's inviting a pickoff throw.
Yeah.
Oh, there
he it just
is.
Said it again.
Oh, how do you know?
Here goes Socky Sideburns, pick off my asthma.
And then Adam Lind's like, oh, you're saying that out loud.
You shouldn't have said all that just now.
It was a point in time where you should have shut your mouth, and it was a long time ago. Oh, he stole second.
He stole second.
Oh, God damn it.
My asthma.
A little puffer.
It seems like there's less people than there's been all weekend at the game.
Oh, it's still early.
Here is the scouting report for Carlos Valenzuela. He's a prepared pitcher, which means he prepared several pitchers of beer before the game and drank them, and now he's wasted.
He's off-speed when behind, which means that sexy tush of his is off-speed.
Back and forth requires little explanation. It's the third point and final point, and back and forth, of course.
It means he's good at tennis.
He's good at tennis and also dancing. If you've ever seen him dance, he goes back and forth. Back and forth.
It's not very impressive, but boy, is it predictable.
No side to side, just back and forth. And what?
This scouting report is brought to you by toothpaste.
Toothpaste? It's for more than teeth. You can get rust stains out with it, probably.
You can put some all over your body and be fresh and clean for sleeping with your wife.
Toothpaste, also for your teeth.
Toothpaste! Don't forget those teeth, stupid!
Toothpaste! Don't make the same mistake I did and use regular paste to paste your teeth together.
Yeah!
And thinking it's toothpaste.
I had to broadcast 3 days in a row because of that.
Let's do a flashback to when I used my own paste as toothpaste.
I'm here with Buck Martinez. Buck, what do you think of the Blue Jays?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
No, that's not what I said.
You can't see me? You have a boner. You unrelatedly have a boner.
I can't hear you.
What the fuck is wrong with your mouth, Buck?
And that was the scouting report
for Carlos Villanueva.
Brought to you by toothpaste. Don't put regular paste in your mouth. Always toothpaste.
Always toothpaste. Ah, glory be.
Holy fucking shit. Still only one out after all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, you know who I talked to this morning?
Who?
Steve Pookin!
Yay! Steve Pookin is back from Asia! Like Batman. Remember Batman Begins?
Yep. He's back from Asia with all this ninja training.
New accent.
Yeah.
New wife. He bought a house in Asia.
Same girlfriend, though. New wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for green card reasons.
Yeah, welcome back, Steve. Good to talk to Steve this morning.
Yeah.
He's not on the podcast because he's like...
He's got jet legs.
He's got the jet legs.
Yeah. That's another thing that happens in Asia. Sometimes they capture you in a big butterfly net and turn you into an Astro Boy. Give you jet legs.
I can't wait to see those. But I guess there's like a healing period, and that's why he's not here.
He's going to be, I don't know. I wonder if there'll be waste on Steve Pookin. He'll just be like, these are annoying.
These will get me to Cooperstown and back.
I tried to walk here today, and it didn't work out.
I burned my knees off.
I don't really know how to work them. We're really banking on Phil Hughes being shitty now.
Yeah.
Phil Hughes is pitching for New York, and he just came back from a long stint on the disabled list.
Yeah. 7 consecutive Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah. His arm now has 3 elbows.
Yeah. He calls them insurance elbows.
Justin Casers.
Yeah. The contingency arm.
Oh, that could be someone's name, Justin Caser.
That's gotta be a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's got even more career grand slams.
Oh, that's because his career is 40 years long.
Oh, yeah.
Jorge Posada.
9 grand slams in 40 years is not that much when you think about it.
Yeah, I could get that.
Yeah, I did do it.
You did do that?
Yeah,
How old are you, Paul?
Yeah, 40.
So you started your baseball career when you were 0 years old?
I was zero.
You're just a swaddling infant.
Yeah, that's when I hit all of them in that year.
Wow.
Yeah. Really peaked early.
Yeah. You came out of the gate flying.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Brett Lowry got hit by two pitches yesterday.
We have another Molina? Who's that?
Who is that?
Is that Benji's kid?
He's a pitcher.
Nice.
And he's in single A.
I can't wait to see that guy.
Which I think is the Lansing Lugnuts.
Yeah, you're right. I think we have an obligation to draft anyone named Molina.
I think so. The more Molinas, the better.
Molinas make for a good team, man.
Maybe I'll look up what his first name is. Lansing pitcher Molina. He's from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
He's a lanky pitcher from Valencia, Venezuela.
This doesn't at all sound like any of the current
Molinas. And his first name is Nestor.
Nestor?
Mm-hmm.
Nessie Molina.
Nessie Molina.
That sounds so promising.
What about Nestorm?
Yeah, Nest.
Here comes the Nestorm.
Here comes, yeah, sure.
Here comes the Nestorm. Roar!
Peep, peep, peep. It's the baby birds in the nest.
I just made a sound effect for no reason.
Forgot what we were doing. And said honk honk.
Said honk honk.
Oh, look at this.
Yay!
Edwin.
Gotta go, maybe a triple. No, it's Edwin Kanasha and it's a double.
he's very nonchalant.
Yeah.
He's running around the bases. La 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 la.
His philosophy is losers go for triples.
Yeah.
Losers try.
Man, it's crazy how many doubles he has this year.
Yeah, he's also trying to rack up a record for doubles.
Well, he's not going to get the record, Dave.
What's the record? What's the Jays record?
1,000,000.
By?
Jimmy Key.
Nah, you've lost all credibility now.
I'm sorry. Here's the scouting report for Tommy Huge. Velocity issues means that velociraptors chase him everywhere he goes.
He has four different pitches, which are, hey, what's up? Come on, wanna fuck?
And he has an excellent curveball, which means that he's always leaving red herrings at the end of his mystery novels that he writes.
What a curveball! Shut book, put him in bed, go to sleep.
The mother of the groom is the father of the groom? What?
I should have known when this book was called Wacky Wedding.
Wacky Wedding Murders. That scouting report was brought to you by used cars. You don't know what's happened in a used car.
Ah, used cars. They fall apart as soon as you drive off a bridge.
Used cars. Why buy a new car when there's semen stains all over this one?
Oh, nice semen stains, Buck.
Thank you.
Here, flashback to me getting in your car.
Get in my crunchy car, Pat Dabbler. You're pregnant.
9 months later, baby.
Father!
What a curveball!
That was...
scouting report for Phil Hughes.
Up there with the grossest scouting report we've ever done.
There's a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough competition.
It's a tall order. I've been really impressed with Edwin Encarnacion lately.
You know what I'm not impressed with? This Swiss Chalet commercial. It's all over the damn place.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have, like, a thing it's going for. Like a through line.
Yeah.
Like, at first, the lady's like, I'll take the ribs. And the guy's like, oh, you serve ribs?
Yeah. And then they fall in love.
And then the manager comes in and is like, yeah, we serve ribs.
Oh, we serve ribs. You want some?
And then they do, like, oh yeah, rib sauce on your face thing. I guess the thing is, like, the guy's supposed to be nervous, but they don't really set that out right at the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, the guy looks too handsome to be nervous on a date.
Yeah, with a chick covered in sauce.
They should have cast me in that role.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm a real nerd! I'm so nervous!
Do we get to go out again?
Oh, please call me! I took you to Swiss Chalet!
Yeah.
I guess they don't want the joke of the commercial to be, don't take dates to Swiss Chalet because you look stupid.
Like, if I was a girl, I would like it if someone took me to Swiss Chalet.
Yeah.
And then took me to the Woodhouse.
You would want to be abused.
The other day at the game, Dave was trying out this catchphrase of his on me.
Yeah.
We're taking him to the Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make that up.
No?
No. But I like it.
It's good.
Thanks.
But you're trying to make it a thing with you, right?
Yeah.
Who, do you know who did make it up?
It was like a cliche in certain circles.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it.
Maybe it's a comedy thing. I don't know where it came from. But I was using it almost in an ironic, this cliche is so dumb to say way.
Yeah.
But for you, it worked like a fresh daisy.
Yeah, it was a revelation.
Yeah.
All right, so let's flashback to the game, and Dave, you say it how you said it, and I'll be me. Like, man, this is a great game.
Yeah. Holy shit. The Jays are really taking the Yankees to the Woodhouse on this one.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't even really know what that means. I assume there's like an abusive father who uses a wood house to beat his kid.
He beats his kid with a wooden house.
He's a giant. He just hurls a doghouse at his kids.
Through their bedroom door.
And the kids easily escape by running away. Because he gives them lots of warning. He's like, I'm going to throw this house on you. I'm going to throw this house on you.
Oh, what, my back. You? Oh, my back.
What?
What happened?
Ah, the power went out.
The power went out.
Oh, God.
When does the power come back on?
Oh, soon, I hope.
You're running on reserve battery power now, eh?
Yeah. Luckily, they've been loaded up pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, what happens now? Oh, I hope this isn't forever. I'm going to look outside.
See if your house is on fire.
Well, what a way to tell. That's to look outside. Yep, not much happening out there. There's an old back of a TV on the neighbor's lawn.
That must be what did it.
That's another indicator I live in a great neighborhood.
Hmm.
If your flight gets cheaper, you get richer.
Couldn't have possibly foreseen this, right?
Nope. This is going to be known as the Blackout Podcast.
Hmm.
The Great Blackout Podcast. I guess my internet isn't working either then.
Yeah, nope.
Because that relies on electricity.
Yeah, your thing's going caca cuckoo.
Yeah.
Your smoke alarm's making noise. That's good.
Oh, I don't think we have a working smoke alarm.
Nope. Okay.
All right.
So let's play a game I like to call paper, rock, scissors. I don't know. What happens?
I guess we could do our jokes.
Yeah, we could do it. Okay, let's do our jokes.
Yeah.
This will be good. We're going to turn on the TV. It's going to be 17 to nothing.
Yeah, they're going to take away Jays run.
Yeah. How do we know when the power's back on?
Well, the little light will go on my computer.
Yep.
Right there.
Cool. Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Is the light on yet?
No.
You know what's killing me is the not knowing.
Yeah. Even though every week you probably go through a game or two where you don't know what's happening.
But
at least you're doing something.
But not when I've sat down for the, like...
Yeah.
...explicit purpose of watching the baseball game. All right, what do you got for jokes?
Okay, well, we're talking New York Yankees this week.
We're talking New York Yankees who we can't see because the power's out in the Davenport Street.
Yeah. The power would go back on. Okay.
Maybe this is like one of those summer blackouts. Who knows?
Yeah, the we whole don't know world how could be far this power right goes. Now. This could be the end of power.
Yeah.
I should probably be saving this computer battery power I have instead of podcasting to like suck later out of a straw.
Yeah, we're doing the right thing.
All right. So the Yankees have a storied history.
Yeah, I guess.
They've retired 16 numbers.
That's a lot.
For 17 players, including Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of people know all the stories behind all these retired numbers.
Oh, but you do?
Yeah, I do. I did some research.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
So, for example, last year, number 2 was retired to honor Derek Jeter.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, they didn't think he would still play after last year. So now they made him change his number to number 73, which is also his age.
Oh, take that, Jeter.
Take it, Jeter.
So they didn't think he'd play this year, being so close to 3,000.
Yeah, games. They kind of had a big retirement ceremony for him, like as a hint.
Yeah, and he was like, guys, I still want to play.
Yeah, he was like, I'm still playing, you guys.
I'm so old.
it's projected that in 10 more years, the only number not retired by the Yankees will be number 57, which will be worn by all the players.
Mm-hmm. Like on Jackie Robinson Day, but only with 57.
Yeah, they're going to be hard to tell apart.
Okay.
And then when they retire, they will retire number 57 and fold the team.
Oh, so there's light at the end of the tunnel is what you're saying.
Yeah.
The Yankees will soon not exist.
Yeah, it's going to be a big vacuum. Here's another one.
Okay.
The Yankees retired number 7 in honor of gardener Jimmy Greenthumb, who was the groundskeeper of Yankee Stadium for 86 years from 1923 to 2008.
Wow.
Yeah. When they moved to the new Yankee Stadium, they shot him and retired his number.
That sounds mean.
Yeah, that's the Yankee way. You can't, no room for bleeding hearts in New York and the Bronx.
We won't be needing you anymore.
I didn't realize they also had grass at the New Yankee Stadium. Not very farsighted.
It was decent of them to at least to retire his number, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's number 4.
Uh-oh.
Most of the numbers that the Yankees have retired are because George Steinbrenner killed a bunch of guys in the 80s.
Yeah.
And a New York judge said he could just retire their numbers instead of going to jail.
Oh!
So.
Well, that would drive up... Yeah, that does explain a lot.
Yeah, that explains numbers 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, and 87.
I didn't realize all those had been retired.
Yeah, they're all guys George Steinbrenner killed, just randomly.
Like those are the guy number 81.
Yeah, he's killed 87 people overall.
Oof.
Yeah, but that's the Bronx, you know.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a pimp or anyone. Really?
George Steinbrenner?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Here's the last one.
Okay.
Reggie Jackson's number 44 got retired. We all know that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But what we don't know is also his bat's number got retired, which is 45.
Uh-huh.
His mustache's number, 46, got retired.
Okay.
And also his dick, which is number 1, motherfuckers!
Oh, shit, son, number 1!
Reggie Jackson's dick!
Good ending.
Thanks.
That was a sweet bit, Dave.
Thanks, Paul.
Is the power back on yet?
No. Fuck my dick.
Fuck my dick.
No, this is going to have to be the Monopoly episode.
Oh, man. Okay. You want my jokes?
Yeah, man.
Let me get right back into the gold crust.
Yeah.
When the TV kicks back on. It's a miracle. Okay, so on Thursday, yeah, after our 16-7 routing of the Yankees, Russell Martin got all up in arms that we were stealing signs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what gives, Russell Martin? Yeah, you're supposed to be from Canada.
Yeah, you're supposed to be from Canada. And even if we were, big deal, buddy.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
That was like the 90s Jays stock in trade, stealing signs.
Exactly. I mean, you're the friggin' Yankees.
Yeah, get better signs,
yeah,
dummy.
You guys don't cheat? Bullshit, you don't cheat.
Yeah, why do you have signs if you don't think people are going to be watching you?
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. Otherwise, you just be like,
fastball, Phil Hughes.
Fastball, please.
Throw a fastball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't much care for the allegation from a fellow Canadian, too.
Yeah. Of all the nerve.
God. And I'm not even going to get into who has the most people in the Mitchell Report by team. I am not going to get into Alex Rodriguez yelling mine a couple of years ago.
Remember that?
I'm not even going to mention those things.
You're just gently suggesting that the Yankees might have a history of cheating.
Yeah. I'm just going to mention.
Or unsportsmanlike conduct.
Because it's so extensive.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mention five things that the Yankees have done this weekend.
Whoa.
Against us to alone cheat. So far. And there's still a game going on, which we don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe, what if the lights are off in the Sky Dome?
Nah.
They would still play, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice
sunny
day.
Yeah, but the scoreboard wouldn't be on.
Yeah, and the baseball wouldn't work.
Yeah. The mechanical baseball?
Yeah.
It's plugged in.
Okay. So, five things that the Yankees have done this weekend alone against the Jays to cheat.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one is, I don't know if you've seen this.
Probably not.
Mark Teixeira has been insistent all weekend on tickling base runners.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
That's why they're laughing all the time.
Tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick.
Yeah.
And it's very distracting.
Under the chin, armpits.
Yeah.
Small of the back.
Yeah, that's a little weird when he does the small in the back.
Yeah, that's why it's so effective.
Yeah. The second point, I don't know if you saw this yesterday or picked up on it, but CC Sabathia during his start yesterday wore a Phantom of the Opera mask to keep him from tipping his pitches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Usually he tips his pitches by twitching that part of his face.
Yeah, yeah. You'll also notice that he wore two gloves so that they couldn't see the grip.
It's hard to throw, though.
Ah, he's friggin' CC Sabathia. He can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But they won't know what pitch is coming. He just throws with a baseball glove on his left hand. also, Dave.
Yeah.
Did I mention these were all true?
I assumed.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting I should not believe that?
Well, they just seem so unfathomable, but they're all true.
Yeah. They're like Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
And I always choose to believe.
I'm a believer.
Because it makes my life richer.
Russell Martin.
Yeah.
Mr. Integrity himself.
Yeah.
Mr. I don't cheat. Well, guess what?
Somehow tries to honor his mother by putting another initial on his back jersey.
Yeah.
But that's for another day. What were you going to say?
Mr. Integrity, Russell Martin.
Yeah.
I saw what you did.
What did he
yesterday.
Do?
Yesterday. Oh, yesterday.
I didn't see. What did he do?
What he did, let me tell you. He distracted Adam Lind during his first at bat by asking him when he got into the batter's box.
The batter's box.
The batter's box. He goes, are you at all worried about the swarm of bees behind you, eh? It's a Canadian joke.
Yeah.
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 Canada.
And he also suggested there was a was there a swarm of bees?
No, he was making it up to get in his head. Adam Lind's like...
He said A.
Yeah.
It was an alphabet thing.
Adam Lind goes, bees.
Strike out.
Yeah. Where? What bees?
What bees? If only I had the physical ability to turn around.
Yeah. Are there bees behind me? oh, also. This one really cheesed me off.
Yeah, this one cheeses your dick.
This one really gets the old dick cheese going. Yeah. Jorge Posada. Yeah. This will get you mad, too.
Oh,
Posada.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
On Friday night. One night after Bautista rolled his ankle, well, guess what Posada does?
Rolls his ankle?
No. He showed up in the clubhouse dressed as Bautista in the Jays clubhouse.
Yeah.
And he announced to the team, I, the big stupid idiot, am feeling well enough to play after all.
I should have tipped him off because... I don't think Bautista refers to himself as a big stupid idiot.
No, Bautista has pretty healthy self-esteem.
So did he want to play as Bautista?
Yeah, and
did he think they would make Bautista play with a swollen ankle?
Oh, that's a good call. I don't know what his intentions were. He was found out pretty quick.
Yeah, whatever he was trying to do, it didn't work.
Didn't work.
Unless it did.
Jorge. Oh, and the other thing, the final thing.
Yeah.
During his first at-bat of the series, in an attempt... to lull Jojo Reyes into a false sense of security, Derek Jeter called out to the pitcher's mound, yeah. Don't worry, my arms are broken.
Easy out, he said.
Yeah. I think he got out anyway. So there you go.
There you go.
All right.
For your entertainment, internet listeners. Oh, what's the hot dog bet?
Oh, yeah.
Might as well do all these segments.
Yeah, just get these segments, fire them off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was the bet last week? It was...
It was the home run derby.
Oh, home run derby, and Dave won because one of his picks got into the finals.
Yeah.
Although it was pretty close. Yeah. We both picked Bautista as a finalist.
That was a given.
But it didn't happen.
No, it was a given that we would pick that.
For sure. And Dave's other finalist was Adrian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked Prince Fielder, who actually came in third.
Yes.
So it was a really close hot dog bet this time. But, of course, I lost. So congratulations.
Thanks. Neither of us picked Robinson Cano, though.
I didn't think he'd do very well.
Yeah, it's because you're prejudiced against people you don't think are home run hitters.
Yeah, I guess anything can really happen in that... Derb.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a good pitcher pitching to him.
Yeah, his dad.
His dad, yeah.
His curmudgeonly father.
Yeah. That was awesome. So, yeah, it's amazing how disarming, I think I've said this maybe during the All-Star podcast, like when you take the Yankees uniform off someone, they're just a regular guy, you know?
Yeah, they're just like you and me.
Yeah. We hit roughly as many home runs as each other. Just like you and me.
Yeah.
So my bet this week, you know, yesterday, for one brief shining moment,
mm-hmm.
the Pittsburgh Pirates were in first place in the National League Central.
Oh, that's true.
They are no longer in first place.
No, but they're only a game out.
They're a game out of first place. My bet is, what is this, 1992? Yes or no? I'm just kidding. will they be in first by next podcast?
Oh. I'm going to say...
Can they get to the top of the mountain again, even if it's fleeting?
So it can be any time this week they're in first?
No, by next podcast.
Okay. What if they're tied for first? Does that count?
Yeah.
Then yes, I will pick yes.
Okay, I'll pick no. I think the Brewers will be.
Yeah.
Or the Cardinals, but...
Yeah, it could be. Or the Reds could have a crazy week. I think they're four out.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot of, like, 4-7 games.
Yeah, I asked that of the Tigers once, and lost a hot dog. Lost five hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. So, but you still think it can happen for the Reds?
No.
You've learned your lesson.
I'm just bitter.
Okay.
Just bitter from the one hot dog that I've lost all year.
Yeah. That's tough. Yeah, it's kind of fun to root for the Pirates.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I sort of feel like...
they probably have the least talent.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they're doing it, really.
Good pitching.
Clutch hitting.
Clint Hurdle.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah. I don't know if lights are really out. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like cheering for the Pirates to do well is kind of like, as a Jays fan, I've always taken comfort in the fact that the Pittsburgh Pirates hadn't had a winning season since 1992.
Yeah.
And I feel if that happens, we're going to be like, and they make the playoffs, that list of team, like last teams to make the playoffs, is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Until
it's just us.
The Jays.
Yeah.
I wish the power was on.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Yeah. All right. At least it's not at night.
Yeah.
We could, like, make light candles.
Yeah, we should, in the middle of the day, just light a bunch of candles.
Yeah.
There's gotta be, like, a transformer that exploded.
Yeah, lightning storm.
Yeah.
Ah! Let me get a battery-operated radio.
Yeah, at least then we'd know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, what if it's a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, that would be bad.
Oh, but then this would be the record they would find of the zombie apocalypse many years in the future.
Yeah.
It's like 1 minute in, the power's out. 30 minutes in, oh,
zombie apocalypse!
The zombies always enter a room shouting that it is the zombie apocalypse. I wish I had a ton of ice cream in my freezer so we'd have an excuse to eat all of it.
Yeah. We can go out and buy some.
Yeah. Half off melting ice cream.
I actually got some good news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the wires.
Okay.
From the telegraphs.
Yeah. What did they say?
Well, we have some audio footage of what's going on in the game right
now.
Oh,
great.
So we're going to go live to Buck Martinez and Pat Tavler.
Oh, thank God.
So we can probably only get a few minutes of it.
Yeah.
For as long as old Buck's voice holds on.
Before they're eaten by zombies.
Yeah. Before the zombie apocalypse gets them.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
7 out in the 7th. Here comes Adam Lenz. He's batting 3,000. Look at how big he is!
The important thing to remember is that Adam Lind is as big as three guys standing on each other's shoulders.
Wait a minute. Who's Adam Lind?
Oh, sorry, Adam Lambs.
Who's that?
Who do you think we're talking about right now?
Okay, top of the 12th.
Fuck my life.
The batter is Jose Gonzalez. He's back after breaking both of his ankles, Pat.
God bless you, Jose.
Hey, the best part about this is now it's the top of the 30th, and the batter is Derek Jeter.
Buck, I've never realized how much you rely on the scoreboards being on in the stadium.
Well, I'm assuming, if I have to give a rough estimate, that it's 500-0. The Blue Jays are beating all three teams they've played today.
Yeah, there's the Yankees.
Yeah.
The New Yankees.
And the New York Yankees.
Yeah. Way to go, New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Expansion team.
500-0. Here comes here comes Miss America. She's batting cleanup for the New York Yankees.
Oh, she looks great.
Yeah, she's really sexy.
Who wants to eat this ice cream?
We have to eat all the ice cream really quick, and it's essential that we do for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's gonna melt because there's no power. Number two, the zombie apocalypse is coming.
We can't let them eat our ice cream.
No way.
Because then the zombies win.
Ah.
Oh, wait. Here comes the zombies right now.
Zombie apocalypse.
Not interested, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Phew, tight squeeze.
Okay. So Miss America just struck out and then hit herself in the face with her titties. So she'll be out for the rest of the season.
Get better, Miss America.
Yeah. Okay, up next we have, Derek Jeter's dog.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez.
Little Derek.
We call him Little Derek, because he looks like a little deer.
Yeah, but yeah. It's actually Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah. He's getting ready to make a speech.
Yeah, the Joe Girardi's put a podium in front of the batter's box.
We're gonna pause now and listen to Alex Rodriguez's speech.
Hey everybody, I feel better. Hey, it's great to be here in Toronto. My ankle hurts.
Wait, what was wrong with A-Rod?
His knees.
My knees hurt. I'm making a lot of money to be hurt right now. And I hope I feel better. Wait, I feel better.
That was Alex Rodriguez giving a speech.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's something exciting. Roy Halladay's in town, and he's walking up to the podium now.
We pause for a Roy Halladay interview. If you had to pick your greatest moment as a Blue Jay, what would it be and why? Yeah, I agree with the wet fart.
That was Roy Halladay. Happened to be by the stadium today.
Yep.
Given his best memories. Oh, and that, That was brought to you by electricity.
Electricity.
Letting us down right
never
now.
There when you need it.
Oh, man. I haven't used that farting technique since I was in grade school.
Yeah. The things you learn in grade school can be very valuable to your future.
I think I was known as a pretty good fart imitator in grade school.
Mm.
I couldn't do the armpit fart, but nothing matches the power of... for those of you at home, I was doing the old...
Dave, don't give away your technique.
Yeah, you're right. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
That was me farting.
That was real farts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get me drunk, though, I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Foley artist?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. But only specializing in...
Okay, real quick... Do Roy Halladay walking.
Okay.
Somebody's chasing you through the woods now. You run into a bear and you don't know where to go. You know the best part about that was like, you really commit to this.
I wish people could see it, but his eyes got super wide. So some important life choices Ray Holiday's going to have to make. Oh. Oh. We have lost all credibility this week.
This is our best one.
Yeah.
Episode 14.
Episode 14. Fartcast.
Things got real.
Now we'll see what Paul and Dave are made of. Apparently it's
farts. We take away their creative crutch of a baseball game to watch.
Yeah.
We should just go down to the ball game.
We could. We wouldn't.
I don't know. Yeah, we'd get there just at the end of it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
We'd have no way of knowing if we had tickets.
We could go to like a. We could go to like a bar and watch the rest of it.
Like a bar outside of this zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd probably catch like the last hour of it.
Maybe.
And we could just finish this up via the epilogue. But real quick, Foley artist Dave Barkley is going to recreate to you the experience of Roy Halladay reading his kid a bedtime story.
Sound effect I could do, a door closing.
Foley artist Dave Barkley.
Oh man.
I know what we can do. Let's call Steve Pukin and ask him if the power's out where he is.
Oh!
Oh! The power!
Oh my god!
The power! Oh my god!
The power's back on!
The zombies!
The zombies turn on. Turn on the power.
Did it just turn back off again?
We have electricity.
Okay, good. Perfect. Oh my god. How much are the Jays losing by?
I predict 7-1.
Oh my god. I hope so.
Sportsnet. Oh, it's a commercial.
Oh, what are the freaking odds? I want to know what's happening right now.
Maybe they canceled the game because of the blackout. Well, it's great that the power's back on.
Yep.
We're going to have to take out back all that ice cream we bought. All the freshness of Ireland is captured in every bottle of Irish Spring body wash. Well, at least we have a memorable podcast now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I thought it was going pretty well before. We had a great scouting report.
Yeah. In Baltimore, if you hit Utah Street, you hit the we're getting the Indians-Orioles game update. Yeah. Oh, that was a long home run. They hit the wares?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All right, what's the deal, Blue Jays game?
What's the score, Blue Jays? We need to know. The Jays are up.
What a thing that just happened! They'll never show that again!
It's seared into my eyes! And I can never speak of it.
Oh,
5-2.
Okay, so we're losing 5-2. God damn it.
I wish the power was still off.
Yeah. Alright, should probably put it on mute now.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go, loud and clear. Folks at home. Yeah, that Wise Up song is in my head all the time now.
Wise up, wise up, wise for tomorrow.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Wise up. a motherfucking Amy man, wise up.
Yep, yeah, wop, wop. Amy man, wise up. Oh, yeah, everything. Mm. Everything I see is a blackout. Everything I... You better stop making farting noises.
It's a blackout. Everybody got your fart on.
Steve Fookin's gonna be angry, y'all, that we farted so much.
Oh, yeah. I went to Alex Perella's birthday party last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna get him a gift certificate to an ice cream store that we've been to before.
Which one?
It's on College.
Big Chip?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But when I biked by there, the lineup was too long, so I just wrote ice cream on a $20 bill and gave it to him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think that's going to be my go-to for gifts from now on. I'm supposed to drink this beer before November.
Oh, is it? What month is it?
Yeah.
Right now?
July.
Oh, so we're...
Way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Way ahead of you, beer masters.
I'm not even going to remember this beer in November.
You might if you listen to this podcast.
In November?
Yeah, you'll be in withdrawal.
Yeah, I usually get that pretty bad in the offseason.
I miss baseball. I miss it so much. I miss talking about it. I miss when the power goes out. Oh, I miss it so much. What am I going to do? My VCR is broken, so I can't watch Sky High Star of the 1989 Blue Jays. And there's no baseball on, like I said before. Football's like baseball, but it's not really the same. But they play outdoors, but it's the winter.
That's gonna be.
Yeah, that's literally every winter for me.
Just a big tear fest.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, baseball is so slow. I never realized that before. Everyone who I talk to who doesn't like baseball is right.
Dave.
But they're also wrong.
Yeah, it's slow when you're losing.
Yeah. I go to sleep.
Are you that tired?
No.
You're just lying down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty awake though.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm really struggling right now.
Just take a nap.
No, the game's almost over.
Just take her easy, man.
Just take it easy, because...
Just relax. Yeah, I'm just lying down because I don't want to be upright anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that I want to be lying down, it's just I can't deal with the alternatives.
Sitting up. Standing up. Slouching.
Running.
Running.
Jumping.
Riding your bike.
I think.
Game over.
Game over. This has been Sunday Afternoon Baseball. I'm Dave Barkley lying down.
I'm Paul Frank, barely awake. But you know what? What an adventure.
Yeah.
That game was. We had a blackout. We didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
We all learned a little something.
We all learned something about survival.
About comedic devices that we rely on.
We all learned that... we all learned that... Have some ice cream in your fridge so you have an excuse to eat it all during a blackout.
Yep. So that's it from us. We will see you in 2 weeks' time.
God bless everyone.
All right.